And now, 50 years of Dad's Army. It's the show that gave us some of the nation's favourite catchphrases. Who has never repeated Captain Mannering's withering put-down, stupid boy? Phrases, we're all doomed. Or Corporal Jones's panicky, don't panic, don't panic. Who could forget some of the funniest moments in sitcom history, such as the episode where a German officer demands to know Pike's name? Don't tell him Pike, Mannering interrupts. Dad's Army ran from 1968 to 77 and has been endlessly repeated ever since, delighting successive generations with the antics of the Warmington-on-Sea Home Guard during World War II. The show was the brainchild of Jimmy Perry, a frustrated bit part actor whose chief ambition was to write a sitcom he could act in. Inspired by seeing a group of soldiers jogging in a park, he penned a script based on his experience of being a teenage member of the Home Guard during the war. The character of Pike was based on himself. Fortune struck when Perry's agent, Anne Callender, sent him for a part in the BBC sitcom Beggar My Neighbour, which was directed by her husband, David Croft. It was a partnership that would see Perry and Croft co-write not just Dad's Army, but also It Ain't Half Hot Mum, Heidi High and You Rang My Lord. Perry's script was originally entitled The Fighting Tigers. I've never been good at titles, he later admitted with a laugh. And when he and Croft took the idea to the BBC's top brass, the head of comedy, Michael Mills, had the idea of renaming it Dad's Army. Mills also suggested introducing a Scottish character, changing one character's name from Jim Duck, which led to John Laurie being cast as the battalion's pessimistic funeral director, Fraser. Laurie had been a member of the real Home Guard, as had Arnold Ridley, who played Private Godfrey. Arthur Lowe was Perry's choice to play bumptious Captain Mannering, although the BBC considered John Pertwee for the role because of Lowe's relative inexperience. Ironically, Lowe had been a Sergeant Major in World War II, while John Lemessurier, who played Sergeant Wilson, had been a captain. Perry had hoped to play Private Walker, but Croft insisted he concentrate on writing, and the part went to James Beck. Filmed in Thetford, Norfolk, Dad's Army made its debut on July the 31st, 1968, and was an immediate success, with an initial audience of 8 million. At the peak of its popularity in the 70s, viewing figures hit 18 million per episode.